Congress authorized the exchange program Open World in 1999. Since that time, nearly 18,000 leaders from countries of Eurasia have visited the U.S. Ekaterinburg is a city of 1.4 million people. Located in the Ural Mountains, it sits at the border of Europe and Asia. The delegation of four men and one woman are all members of the faculty at Ural Federal University. The group traveled with an American interpreter, Irina Bronstein-LaRose, and a Russian facilitator, Alina Levina. The goal of Open World is to enhance understanding between the two countries. Alina Levina says that the program has sent visitors to all 50 states and the District of Columbia, with stops in major American cities and small towns. Housing for the visitors is provided by host families.
Open World specifically likes this part of the program because it wants to bring the delegates to the United States, not just to New York or to big city. It wants to bring them to a small American community to give them an opportunity to live with a real American family and get the firsthand experience.
The delegation's itinerary included a mix of professional and cultural stops, including a panel discussion at the University of North Carolina, Asheville, a visit to a couple of area manufacturing facilities, the U.S. Forest Service Research Station, the Asheville Rotary Club, a taste of local beers and barbecue, and hiking at DuPont State Forest. Sergei Belikov is an assistant professor of metallurgy and material sciences. He teaches three courses, including the history of nanotechnology.
Our goal for this trip was to learn about how education at a university and research at a university are structured in the United States. And prior to arriving here, we really didn't know where in the United States we would be going. And once we arrived here, we found out that the university structure is very interesting, as well as how the universities interact with private businesses.
You've had quite a variety of experiences.
Ну, в течение вашего пребывания вы посещали очень разные здесь места. Вы были как и в DuPont Forest, также и в частных компаниях, в торговой палате и так далее.
What stands out?
Что впечатлило на этот момент из всего, что видели?
Очень впечатлило, конечно, поместье Билтмор.
Well, I think the Biltmore has really made a tremendous impression. It's beautiful architecture, it's a beautiful location. It was just very impressive. It was just gorgeous.
Alexei Vilkov is the deputy dean of the Institute for Research and Innovation of Natural Sciences. He's married with two small children. He, like his colleague Sergei Belikov, is in the U.S. for the first time.
Внутри природы они как бы сочетаются друг с другом. Это в противовес того большого города, в котором я сейчас живу и работаю.
I have wonderful impressions of this area. First of all, I think it's beautiful and it's very nice the way there are all these small houses that are kind of spread out amongst all this beauty and nature because there is a lot of greenery and everything, you know, just kind of fits into the environment very nicely as opposed to the large city that I am from where there's, you know, maybe one tree for several large tall buildings. So everything here is very beautiful and very comfortable and we've been greeted very warmly, so everybody's been very kind and hospitable to us, and we'd like to thank people for treating us that way.
Kate Yelfimova is an associate professor of mathematics and computer sciences and deputy dean for research at the university. Unlike her colleagues, this is her second trip to the U.S. She was in Boston for 10 days in 2008. She told me she would love to return to Western North Carolina with her 12-year-old son.
Я хочу сказать, что до своего посещения Эшвилла я не знала, что город Эшвилл существует. Но теперь я могу сказать, что, наверное, я не просто хочу сюда вернуться, я хочу сюда привести своего ребенка и показать, что такой город есть, такой прекрасный город есть.
Well, I should honestly say that prior to this trip I didn't know a city such as Asheville even existed. And I have found it to be wonderful, and not only would I like to come back, but what I'd honestly like to say is I would like to bring my child back here and show him that such a wonderful place as Asheville exists and what it's all about.
When you return home and you think back on this trip, is there one single thing that really stands out for you?
Well, you know, when I came here, and maybe this is a stereotype of Americans, but I didn't expect people to be so sincere, you know, and so honestly kind and warm and caring. You know, I think I always imagined Americans to be, you know, kind of shallow. And here I found that they were very friendly and sincere. And that will definitely be the thing that when I think back on this trip is what I will remember is the wonderful, kind, sincere, caring people that I found here.
For WCQS News, I'm David Horand.